Hello and welcome to Meiwei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Kaufel, and in today's episode, Professor Mark Frost will highlight two important herbs for immunity, huangqi and fengfeng. Mark Frost, MSTCM and licensed acupuncturist, is the chair of the Herbal Medicine Department at the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine in San Francisco, California. Professor Frost teaches both the master's and doctoral programs, serves as a clinical supervisor in the college's community clinic, and has had a private practice in San Francisco for over 30 years. He is the author of numerous articles on Chinese herbal medicine and has presented at several TCM conferences since 2014.
Today we're going to talk about two herbs that are very germane to the fall and winter season. The first is huangqi in the tonified qi category, and the second herb we'll talk about is fengfeng. This is in the spicy, warm, relief surface category. Huangqi is an extraordinary herb, not only because it tonifies both the qi and the blood very powerfully, but it has another property that makes it unique and special in the qi tonifying category, and that's its ability to warm and circulate the yang qi out into the channels and collaterals, for example, where it can be used to drain dampness and promote healthy circulation through the deeper layers of the extremities to prevent stagnation of qi, stagnation of blood, and stagnation of damp. But this herb also goes out to the surface, where it warms and consolidates. So huangqi has a special ability to prevent loss on the surface, and that's why we see it actually in Yuping Feng San. The qi extends right out to the surface, it warms the surface, and it helps to consolidate the surface when it's too lax and is allowing the leakage of body heat or the invasion of external pathogens. This herb is a very powerful qi tonic. It doesn't go as deeply as Renshen. Renshen, as you know, tonifies the basal qi of the kidneys, tonifies the qi of the heart. Huangqi is a little bit more just the spleen and the lung, but its ability to raise and warm and circulate the yang is what makes it one of the most extraordinary qi tonics. There are a couple cautions with huangqi. One of them is be careful with any patients with yang or wind rising. Because of its yang nature, it tends to lift and raise, and so we need to be careful in those patients with liver yin or liver blood deficiency with wind or yang rising. The other circumstance where you should use caution is with patients with a tendency towards palpitations or atrial fibrillation, because it can aggravate those conditions. I think you'll find that huangqi also is extraordinarily useful when tonifying the blood. We don't normally think of it as tonifying the blood, but it's very good at that. And some studies in China have shown that it has equal or even maybe slightly superior ability to Dongui in tonifying blood. So don't forget that property about huangqi as well. Now to fengfeng. Fengfeng is in the spicy warm category. The name translates guard against wind, and it highlights this herb's kind of unique properties. I joke with my students that fengfeng is kind of the good time Charlie of the warm surface herbs, and that it kind of goes along with whatever it's paired with. For example, when fengfeng is used with jingjie to dispel external invasion of wind cold or other herbs for opening the surface, it facilitates in opening the surface. However, when fengfeng is used with huangqi, as in Yuping Feng San, huangqi has a bolstering and consolidating property. That's what the qi does. It holds and guards. Fengfeng assists in that. So it kind of has this dual nature that it's influenced significantly by the other herbs it's used with. Fengfeng is an extraordinary herb in its own right. Historic literature mentions that this herb also can be used to treat B syndrome and cold damp underneath the surface. And that's true, although the property is quite weak, so I don't recommend using it as a primary herb for that usage. Likewise, fengfeng can be used for channel pain and spasms. But again, this property is quite mild. So again, it's not a leading herb, it's more of an assisting herb in that property. Together, these herbs are extremely useful in addressing surface deficiency, as in Yuping Feng San. This huangqi not only tonifies the qi, takes the qi out to the surface and helps to consolidate, But combined with Feng Feng and Bai Ju and Yuping Feng Song, the three together warm the surface, consolidate the surface, and prevent the surface from being over porous and therefore being affected by external wind cold. Feng Feng also, I should mention, is useful in dispersing the surface for patients with both wind cold and wind heat, and it's useful in both because of its moderate nature.
Today's episode was originally from Meiwei's Herbalist Corner video series. If you would like to watch the video, you can access it in the episode description. And please subscribe to the show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when our next episode comes out. We have a very exciting next episode where Yvonne Lau, the president of Meiwei Herbs, will kick off an ongoing series of interviews with acupuncturists who have been in practice for over 25 years. Next week's episode, Yvonne will be interviewing Rakib Katz from Five Branches. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again. Welcome to April. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. And this month, let's embrace the beauty of April while keeping your ears, nose, and throat happy. For a limited time, stock up on seasonal nasal formulas and breathe a sigh of relief. Practitioners, use code SNIFFLES24 at checkout on Meiwei.com to receive a 15% discount on all seasonal nasal formulas. And remember to sign up for the Meiwei newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. You can find a link to sign up in the episode description. And thanks for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.